This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito at our place, our little homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. Summer and spring trade places every few days, 90-degree days for a while, then 70-degree days. And I just love the overnight lows when they dip low into the 40s. Brrr! I mean, what a hoot to put a jacket on some mornings. You know, it comes off pretty quick, but a chill in the morning in late May, I love it. And I love life in the uplands of southeastern Arizona. I was remembering when Ms. Mosquito and I talked about moving from the desert northwest of Tucson. I wanted to find a place where oaks and mesquites met. I mean, you could start near Nogales and work your way east along the border through the uplands. Yeah, where oaks and mesquites meet. That was a criteria, I guess, and where two favorite species could be found together, a Quercus and Prosopis, oaks and mesquites. And we did it. Yeah, we did it. Hey, on the land around us, soap tree yuccas are shooting up their flower stalks. Some yucca species have short flower stalks. The stalk and the flowers barely get out of that cluster of long leaves, the crown. In some yucca baccatas that I grew from seed and planted at our place, the stalk is short, and the spent flowers fall from the stalk. It's more of a raceme than a panicle. They fall from that stalk, that raceme, into the crown of leaves. So there's this pile of spent flowers in the crown. It's really quite beautiful. But Yucca Elata, the soap tree yucca, sends up a tall, branchy stalk, a panicle, well above the crown of leaves. Oh my gosh, I mean, if say you've got an 8-foot soap tree yucca, well, sometimes the stalk itself, the flowering stalk, can be 6-8 feet tall. And yucca, soap tree yuccas get huge, you know. So anyway, we're talking about a very large yucca and a very large flowering stalk. And across that flat grassland, soap tree yuccas are magnificent white spires. It's a season of prickle poppy. It's like a roadside weed to some people. You see it in old hammered corrals. I know. But look at the huge white petaled flowers. The flower looks like a fried egg atop bristly stems and leaves. And the flower bud before it opens, oh, just to die for. Cane choya is blooming. Some still have last year's fruit, the yellow fruit on them, but flowers that are usually magenta or a version of magenta. It's a beautiful choya, and it can get quite large. The Tucson author, the plant geek, the designer, and just all-around good person, good fellow, Scott Calhoun, suggests that a cane choya could be the centerpiece of a cool cactus garden. You gotta love a guy that thinks a choya can be the centerpiece of a landscape. Bless his heart. When I see cactus flowers, oh, and I should say Ms. Mosquito and I have been chasing a few species of hedgehog near us, chasing the flowers, the Findler and the Arizona Rainbow. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you, one late morning in nearby hills, we watched small bees dive into the magenta hedgehog blooms and disappear into the clustered stamen that surround the pistil. Just disappear for minutes at a time and finally crawl up out of those stamen, just covered in pollen, whole little hairy bodies covered in pollen, and then they fly off. Oh, my goodness. Those hedgehog flowers. What's the line? What's the line in that song, My Adobe Hacienda? My Adobe Hacienda. There's a touch of Mexico. That's it. Cactus lovelier than orchids blooming in the patio. That's it. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So, wild native desert willows are blooming near the creek and pretty far out into the grassland. Yeah, marvelous little tree in the Bignonia family. These wild natives are not the colorful selections you might see in an urban landscape, which I like too, but the flowers of these wild natives range from pink to white with traces of lavender. Stick your nose in one. Oh my goodness, they're sweet, they're sweet. And talk about sweet, the mesquites around our place. Oh my gosh, sweet smelling and flower spikes covered with pollinating creatures. I mean, we're talking wasps, bees, flies, beetles, my nose. Oh yeah. One recent day in the hills, I think Ms. Mesquite and I were looking for those Echinocereus fenleri, but we found a grassy meadow where oaks and mesquites were growing together. Large emery oaks, large velvet mesquites in an open meadow. Oaks and mesquites together, like we were talking about 25 years ago when we moved. Oaks and mesquites together in the uplands. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends, full of diversity, full of life. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.